American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need
leaders. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, March 3rd of 2010. And how many bank failures have we had this year? Well, according to the FDIC website, we have 22 banks so far that have failed this year. You know, a lot of people saw this coming, and I paid particular attention to this, Randall. Remember a few years back, they did some news stories here in this country about Northern Rock Bank, where people were a little panicked. They were lining up the bank at, before sunrise, to withdraw their funds. And of course, Northern Rock was telling the press and everybody that we have plenty of cash on hand. Nobody has to panic. You know, I think they figured that they threw out, we have $8 billion in cash reserves, so nobody needs to panic. Well, 2 weeks after that, they were borrowing billions of dollars from the Bank of England, BOE, and then we saw little things like Iceland going belly up, and on the party went. And I, immediately when I saw Northern Rock, immediately when I saw that, the banners were waving here, the red flag, the flares were going off, and I immediately started talking about this. I've been talking about the imminent bank failure in this country for some 18 years, and here we are today, but yet nobody has a cognitive approach to the problem, the massive problem that we're facing. And nothing moves, folks. Nothing gets bought or sold unless you have a currency. Well, we got a currency, all right. We're one step away from building fires to warm yourselves in the winter months here in America. Randall, what do you see? What do you see here in the near future?
Well, as you can imagine, since my book is entitled "The Next Great Depression," I really don't see anything good coming for the next several years. You're probably going to see unemployment become higher. You're going to see government continue to try to do one stimulus package after another. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. I think it's, you know, I mean, the truth is, it's, you know, we're going to go into a period unlike anything we've ever seen. It's going to be a Great Depression. It's going to be much different than the Great Depression, in that the main problem during the Great Depression was deflation. The main problem during our new depression is going to be inflation. It's going to be the dollar losing its value rapidly.
We've lost 80% of the purchasing power just since the 1960s. And you weren't aware of this, and it kind of surprised me, that back, I do believe it was in 1962, memory serving, I think it was 62 or early part of 1963, President John F. Kennedy ordered the Treasury to print almost $5 billion in United States notes. Now, when we go back on the history of the bills here, we had gold certificates, of course, but those bills, the Treasury seal on it was in gold. The serial number of the bill was in gold. The Federal Reserve notes you see now, it's got a green seal and the green serial number. But there were bills floating around, and they're collector's items now, that had a red seal, Treasury seal, with a red identifier for the series and the number of the currency. They're collector's items now. John F. Kennedy competed with the banks by putting almost $5 billion into circulation. And guess what, folks? You could borrow it at zero interest. Didn't make the bankers very happy. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You got to... Okay, hold on.
So the Federal Reserve is a pimp. The rest should be in debt. That's how it works. They give you these credit cards. You can't pay for it. HD motorcycles. It's all a pimp game.
You know, the interesting thing about that clip, that, Randall, came out of the movie Couples Retreat. Now, the way it was done, it wasn't on the gag reel or the bloopers reel, you know, the little extra button that you get there on your DVD. This was after the movie was over. And then the synopsis of the movie is a couple's retreat. They go down to a Bora Bora or wherever it was, and it was to work on marriages to strengthen, hedge off divorce. And so it was a comedy. The movie ends. The credits roll for almost 5 minutes. And then an image pops up on the screen where the four major male actors in the movie are, and that noise you hear in the background isn't rain. They're actually relieving themselves on some bushes, and the black guy comes out with that little spiel that they just want you in debt. And this is what's been going on. Remember the days, Randall, that if you wanted something, say you went down to your Montgomery Wards, oops, no, that's right, they're gone now.
But oh, yeah.
You went down to your retail store and there was something that you wanted to buy for Christmas or maybe an anniversary gift or maybe even for yourself. And you convinced yourself that you had to have that widget, whatever it was. But you didn't have the money to pay for it. But they had this little thing called layaway. that you could lay it away at that day's price and then pay it off in increments, and then voila, when you settled the bill, you got your widget and you got to go home. Some enterprising individual figured out that, wait a minute, we'll have Madison Avenue, the Dreamweavers, that really, I think, as a conductor of an orchestra, is conducting the society as to what we eat, drink, think, dress, wear, live in, you name it. We are a pop culture that the only thing we identify, is with the Dreamweavers. So you titillate them and you tell them that, you know, you got to keep up with the Joneses. You know, you can have this today and pay for it tomorrow. Isn't it ironic about the length of time that the credit cards have been around? We've lost about 80% of that purchasing power of the dollar in just about that time frame. Now, I'm a little amazed at that.
You know, it's kind of funny. Nobody really wanted to address the problem of being a credit-driven purchase society. I remember back when I was in school, I had actually, you know, I was an undergraduate college student, and I had raised my hand, and I, you know, I was reading something about this in a finance textbook, and I was like, do you ever think this is going to be a problem one day? No, I don't think this will be a problem. They start spouting off all their reasons about what's happening, you know, the money supply. And
while they're making,
you know,
their purchases on those pieces of plastic, they can't be detracted from your question, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, when you deal with, you know, the financial economists of the world, and you keep in mind, I am an academic, so I'm kind of, you know, I've got a unique perspective because I am one, so I can say this kind of stuff. A lot of times the textbook-type definitions of the stuff they go with, and you got to keep in mind what the Federal Reserve's doing now is a textbook-type play of how you would handle a depression. The thing is, they're just not realistic. If people keep running up debt, at some point, they either have to continuously service the debt, i.e. pay the interest, or they have to pay the debt. The thing is, the reason the credit card culture has permeated society, it's the same thing that the Fed's doing. You look at our national debt, it just goes up and up and up and up and up. And there's really no end in sight. And about the best thing we can say over the last 20 years was, you know, if Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich would be the first to point this out, well, we balanced the budget.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, what exactly is that? That's like someone coming to me and saying, you know, I have $50,000 in credit card debt, and I tell them, you need to pay it down. You need to pay down the principal. Then they come back to me 5 years later, and I say, well, how'd you do? Oh, we're doing terrific. Ever since we had our meeting, you know, we have not charged one single thing on the credit card. And I was like, okay, well, that's a good start. Well, how are you doing with the balance? Oh, no, the balance keeps getting higher and higher and higher. We're not able to pay the interest. The interest is still accumulating on it. We haven't really paid it off. But aren't we doing good?
Well, I made this observation on a program, I think it was yesterday, that, you know, you keep hearing about these five-year plans, which, ironically, I think that's what they were doing in communist Russia. They had their five-year plans. But, we have a plan here. In 5 years, we'll have a balanced budget. And exactly what you said, ignoring the debt that's sitting there on the books. But don't worry, in this fiscal year coming up, our gozada is going to equal our gozinda. But wait a minute. What happened to the debt that's sitting on the books that you're still paying interest on? Well, we don't want to talk about that. And many people fell for it. They voted for people that said, well, I'm all for a balanced budget. Ronald Reagan said the same thing while Ronnie Reagan was beating the ears back of Russia in an arms race. You know, how'd that work out for Russia? Well, it didn't work out too well for us. I look back in history, and I see Ronald Reagan as one of the first people that started to amass huge amounts of debt. But see, that didn't really matter because we still had an economy that was still generating wealth. But as I look at this thing today, we've got a government that the biggest hire of people, jobs, must be that TARP bailout, is the United States government. Let's keep increasing the roles of the federal employees. They're the only people hiring. And where is that money coming from? Oh, that's right. It's coming from us. We're the surety on this massive debt. Let's go to the phones. Dave in Canada. Hello, Dave.
Good afternoon, John. How are you tonight?
I am doing well. Well, best of you is me. Well, I'm okay.
Great show, as usual.
Thank you.
I have two questions for your guest.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Valentine, have you had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Kearney?
No, I have not.
Okay. That gentleman's got us worried up here because they're following the same foot tracks as Mr. Bernanke, and obviously Mr. Kearney was from Goldman Sachs and the IMF, and then he's taken over the governorship of our bank. But to try and find out, our deficit is skyrocketing, and they keep on holding us up in the news media. Oh, look at Canada. Isn't it just great, just great? Their fiscal responsibility and their banks. Well, our banks are making lots of money. They're also increasing our deficit quite a bit, and there's only 34 million of us, and we're quite worried.
I didn't realize that you were that small of a country.
Yeah.
Well, I have to...
We're not even 8% of your population, and... Oh.
Dave, don't worry about it. If you have financial problems, we'll just annex you and buy you out. What the hell? Just what's a little bit more debt?
Oh, gee, thanks.
Well, we got a lot of real estate now that we can expand on.
No. Well, I'd love to come down where it's nice and warm.
No, we'll come to you.
No, are you kidding? Global warming, we're coming up there.
Yeah, there you go. At any rate, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
The problem is this, with you're talking about Bernanke permeating this. What happened before they ever started rapidly printing the money, they made a deal with Canada, with the EU, with several of the nations, in Asia, with China. They basically made a deal that all of them were going to print massive amounts of currency. The thing is, they printed as many euros as we had dollars. And you've been printing as many Canadian dollars as we have dollars.
I know.
So the problem is, and this is the thing you have to look at. If you want to know, well, where can we look at to see what's going to happen next, I have the answer for you. Okay. It's in the UK. Their recession started probably about three quarters before the rest of the world did. The thing is, they implemented their policy at that time, Gordon Brown did, of printing the money and printing the money and printing the money. And the thing is, there's been a lot of backlash to what he's been doing there. The thing is, what happened, and this has kind of gone under the radar, for the first time we saw inflation over 4% in the UK the last quarter. Now the problem is this. The classic, Paul Volcker playbook, how do you kill inflation? Well, you have to contract the money supply. England's banks are in the same shape. The Bank of England, it's in the same shape that we are, that Canada is, that the rest of the world is. If they contract the money supply, they kill the banking system. They can't do it. Okay. So the thing is, when inflation gets to 4%, there's nothing to stop it from going to 6%, to 7%, to 8%, to 9%. Now, what does this mean for Canada? What does it mean for the U.S.? It means this. Look at what's happening there, because we're about 9 to 12 months behind them. Okay. And once it starts, we have no way to keep it in check. No way.
Now, so... if the U.S. are 9 to 12 months behind the U.K., are we right in line with the U.S. or are we just behind you guys?
You're going to be just behind us by about two quarters.
So, John, you've still got time to come up. We've still got snow on the ground. Come on up.
I don't know. 70 degrees, no wind, sunny skies in Texas. Let me get back to you on that one.
Yeah, but see, we can go out in our backyard up our river and pan for gold. There you go.
Well, and I'm thinking about all these raw materials and all that land that's just going to waste up there. I think we should annex you. By the way, a couple of years ago, when I was up in Detroit, well, it's more than a few years ago, we tried to engineer a deal to sell off Detroit to you.
Yeah,
but you didn't want to buy it, even for 10 cents on a dollar.
You have a great show. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Dave. We'll be right back, folks.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After a total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
What one man can do, another man can do. If your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ, go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man coming out of Babylon. How one man is doing it. Thank you.
The Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs. The Royal Berkey can expand to use four black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-built and radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to write. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. Damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window. Open it and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Well, what choice do you have? You know, the Vladimir Lenin, in 1910, he's the founder of the Russian Communist Party and the architect of the Bolshevik Revolution. One of his quotes, the surest way to overthrow an established social order is to debauch its currency. Well, John Maynard Keynes in 1920, just 10 years after Lenin made that statement, he was quoted as saying, Lenin was certainly right. There is no more positive or subtler, no sure means of overturning the existing basis of a society than to debauch the currency. The process engages all of the hidden forces of economic law on the side of destruction and does it in a manner that not one man in a million is able to diagnose. Randall, that is changing. Do you ever see the movie by Aaron Russo?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to make you up a care package. I'm going to send you down a copy of that so you can sit with your family and watch that. Highly entertaining. Aaron Russo ran for president back in, I believe, the late 80s or early 90s. He was a film producer. He was the one that gave Led Zeppelin their break. He was a producer of movies. Did the movie with Trading Places with Eddie Murphy.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so you're a little familiar with him. Well, I'm going to send you a serious piece that he did. And he was interviewing everybody about the Fed Reserve and the IRS. I think you will find that entertaining. But we have this Keynesian economic model. Anybody buying this anymore?
The people in Washington are buying it. That's the problem. The thing is this. They want Keynesian economics to work for one reason. Keynesian economics allows them to spend money. The problem is you've got everybody in Washington that has some pet project, you know, be it health care or fighting wars or, you know, wants to get more money for their district, pork or whatever else, and they want an excuse to spend money. I mean, it was no coincidence that all these congressmen and senators were all too eager to accept a stimulus package. Oh, yeah, we have to spend our way out of debt. And that's totally counterintuitive to just common sense. You can't spend your way out of debt. It's actually interesting about Keynesian economics. The person who dismissed Keynesian economics as complete junk was John F. Kennedy. The person who embraced Keynesian economics in 1971 was Richard Nixon. So the thing is, the Keynesians permeate both sides of the political spectrum, being Republican or Democrat. Are people buying it? I think people in Washington are still buying it. I think there's a certain set of economists that are still buying it. More and more people like me are turning away from Keynesian economics. Actually, there was a Cato Institute petition that was passed before the stimulus package that was signed by over 12,000 finance and economics PhDs saying that we don't believe in Keynesian economics and this is a horrible idea and the results are going to be disastrous. 12,000, over 12,000 signatures. So the thing is, I think the general public at this point is beginning to realize you can't spend your way out of debt. That what we're doing is completely insane. Well, you can't just print money without there being consequences.
Well, Ron,
the problem is,
yeah,
until people start getting voted out, it's not going to change.
Neither is changing the tired old faces with brand new faces, because the policies are going to continue. Did Barack Obama, his policies change that much from George Bush?
None.
He's just a better orator. Well, maybe. When his teleprompter goes blank, he still stumbles and mumbles, but he's a better orator than George Bush was.
But, well, that's not saying much.
No, it's not. and this country put up with 8 years of George Bush, and now we've got Barkey up there. A little over a year, and he is absolutely falling on his face with probably the worst numbers, poll numbers, of that any president has seen in that 1 year. Usually it's the honeymoon, the first 100 days. You know, he tells everybody what he's going to do, and then for that first year, it's kind of a honeymoon. Well, the honeymoon was ended. I'm looking for the divorce. Barry Sartoro and the crowd have got to go. And it's just not a matter of changing a few faces in Washington, D.C., folks, because they don't have the courage to change that which must be changed. We'll be right back. That's why I keep falling back to the states, folks. States' rights, states' banks, our business, Fed, get out of ours. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire for a safe and secure society.
This is how liberty dies, with thunderous applause.
By the way, I had a few calls on Hemp USA, the ad you just heard. Yeah, three tablespoons and a glass of water or juice is not going to get you high, so you don't care what's going on in your life. It's not cannabis sativa, folks, okay? There's no THC in it, so I just wanted to make that note. Yes, liberty and security, freedom, ooh, the ability to contract with whom you want, Randall Valentine. What a hell of a concept.
It is an interesting concept. You think it would work?
I don't know. Did it work at one time?
Yeah, I think I might have heard something about it actually having. I'm going to have to look that back up.
You mean where we're really the richest, most powerful nation on the face of the earth, and now we're the greatest debtor nation? What the hell went wrong on the way to the Roman Forum?
There is so many things. I've been asked that question. I get asked the question, probably the most frequent question I get asked when I've given a PowerPoint presentation several times, and I've probably given, some version of that PowerPoint presentation probably 25 times now in the last year. Most frequent question I get asked, if you had to blame one person, who would it be? And the thing is, I keep going back, and I've got about four people in my mind. And all four are interchangeable. And it starts with John Maynard Keynes, number one. Number two would be Richard Nixon for getting us off the gold standard. Number three would be Bernanke, and number four would be Greenspan. And the thing is, any one of these people could have prevented this snowball from starting to go downhill. Any one of them. It just didn't happen. You want to believe at some point, it's like during this whole financial crisis, and this is the part that probably burns me up more than anything. How the heck did Timothy Geithner get a job as Treasury Secretary?
Well, I've said
you got to keep in mind, he was the chair of the Fed in the New York District. That means that under his watch, the epicenter of this whole financial crisis happened. And what did he say when it happened? Oh, we had no idea this was going to happen. We had no idea the banks were on the verge of bankruptcy. What do you mean you had no idea? So either you look the other way or you're a total, you know, incompetent moron. Either way, you shouldn't get promoted.
Well, and his was a meteoric climb to his position as Treasury Secretary now. But if you notice something about Mr. Geithner, you know, to get ahead in this world, you necessarily have to kiss a lot of butt. And he kissed so much butt, he wore his eyebrows off. And a lot of people don't know, and you brought this to my attention, and I had forgotten it, is who was in on the repeal of this Glass-Steagall thing? Who actually wrote the legislation to get rid of that?
That's a great question. The thing is, we hear all this stuff in the news about 2,000-page stimulus packages, 2,400-page health care packages. And we know this. Nobody in Congress reads this crap. Nobody. So the question is, who writes this stuff? In the issue of Graham-Leach-Bliley, keep in mind, the seminal piece of financial legislation we have passed since, you know, the Great Depression. Who wrote most of it? Major parts of that whole act were written by Citigroup.
Isn't that amazing?
When I tell people this, they're in disbelief. How could this be? Well, it's pretty simple. You look at who is donating money to the campaigns. Who has the most lobbyists? Who has the most money and power and influence? It's just, you know, the thing is, the faces in Washington changes, but the underlying culture has to change. The culture of spending money, the culture of Keynesian economics, the culture of, well, government can spend their way out of anything. Well, that whole culture has to change.
Well, and for as much money has been thrown around, it's now stated that we have a national debt of $13, maybe $14 trillion. No, the looting took place to the tune of over $27 trillion. And if they really wanted to do, and how's this? You might want to bring this up for subject discussion in your academic circles, is that if there was to be a direct stimulus package, what I believe should have happened a long time ago, but one thing they could have done to put more money, or to leave more money, I should say, in people's pockets was put a moratorium on the IRS for, say, 3-4 years. Now, last year, the IRS took in, I think, a little over $1 trillion. I think it was $1,200,000,000,000, somewhere around there. Could you imagine what Joe Blow from Kokomo or Cincinnapolis, Ohio, if he discovered that all this money wasn't being deducted out of his wages to go to the IRS, that it was left in his pocket to spend where he needed it, not where it was dictated or mandated or suggested by government? And that would have only cost the government, it's kind of a misnomer, but they only would have been short, say, $3.5 trillion, maybe $3.5 trillion over, say, 3 years. Leaving the money in the hands of the people that earned it in the first place to pay their mortgage or to pay, make their car payments or for God's sakes to put clothes on their children's backs and food on the table. A lot of people have gotten numb to this situation where our policy in this country, the economic, the very economic engine that we all depend on every single day of our lives is being run by a bunch of for-profit crooks.
They make their own rules. They run the country. They run the economy. They run every aspect of our lives. Has anybody ever thought about pulling back that curtain and find out who the real phony baloney is behind that curtain? This is the subject matter that should be discussed on a daily basis with the fools on the Hill, or as I like to call them, our Congress critters. And this is not going away, Randall. This is going to continue to spiral down, and they're coming up with nothing. This is why I'm pushing for state banks. There's a big move. 10th Amendment resolutions are popping up all over the country. More and more states are considering their own state banks because the Fed, and more importantly, the states that created the federal government, has failed us miserably. In your economics class, do you ever discuss, Randall, about the Constitution and what the Fed's job is, but more importantly, what their limitations are? Do you ever talk about those sorts of things?
You know, when I give the lecture about the role of the Federal Reserve, the first words out of my mouth are why the Fed was created, what their charter was, and the fact that they are flat out not constitutional at all. The thing is, there are many things, and you know this, John, I mean, there are many things that have gone into government that flat out aren't constitutional. The problem is with the Federal Reserve. It's like you went over this with the whole Ron Paul wanting transparency thing. We have no idea what's behind that curtain. We have no clue. Even someone like me with a PhD in finance that spent, you know, most of his career studying the Federal Reserve and their policy, I don't know. People ask me all the time, well, what are the assets of the Fed balance sheet? we don't know. We have no clue. The thing is, they're in a cloak of secrecy.
What do we do without freedom?
And the thing is, would people be freaked out? Would the general public be totally just dumbfounded if they found out what was really going on? Is that the real reason they're hiding something? I think it probably is.
Yeah, and if this continues, we may have riots in the streets. We may have martial law declared. That is real, and that is tangible, as you and I sitting on this broadcast and talking today.
It's happening in Greece right now.
Yes, it is, and it's almost out of control. And I heard the talking heads, the Wall Street representatives, you know, the stocks and bonds people, the question was asked of them today, geez, should Greece be let into the European Union? Well, I think it's a resounding no, because they can't afford to take on any more debt, and basically that's what they'd be doing. This is a sordid mess, but you boil all this garbage down, and it comes back down to the money changers. And I don't know what your persuasion is in the spiritual religion world, but that Holly Bible thing, what was that guy's name, Jesus? Oh, no, it was Jesus. What was one of the few times that people were following around for how many years that he was actually witnessed losing his cool? That was in the temple with the money changers. Because you debauch the currency, you debauch how people deal with each other, how they treat each other, and everything goes to hell, so to speak. Let's go to the phones. Bob in Canada. Hello, Bob.
Good day, John.
Hi.
I got to agree with that last caller. You must come to Canada. Bring your pan, and you come in my backyard, and we can pan for gold all day because the hills are full of it. Not only that, but we got nickel, copper, platinum. You could have a field day up here.
You keep talking. The previous caller revealed you only got 34 million people. I'd be careful about that because we're always looking for greater wealth. Don't tempt us.
All around me is wealth, full of it. And not only that, John, but up here where I am living in, it will snow 1 inch of snow, and at the end of the day, it will grow 1 inch without one drop of snow falling.
Gee, if they can only do that with money.
Anyways, I got to agree with your caller when he said that nothing could be repaired under the system that we're in right now because of the simple fact is that not only do they control or own everything, but they control everything. They control all of the religions, all of the armed forces. They control all of the major companies, all the governments. And how can we defeat them in their system? We cannot change their system. We cannot fight in their system. They control it. They own it. And if we ever get to the point where we can defeat them, they'll just send the army on us or whatever they have to do to defeat us.
Well, it's ironic, Bob, that you should be talking in that manner because, well, preparations are underway in this country right now that people are girding themselves for the fact that this might come down to a fight.
You got it right, John. That's exactly what's going to happen. What did Paul say? He said, you got to gird yourself with the armor of God and to fight the battle.
Well,
and when do you fight the battle? Until you die or until Christ returns.
Well, I'm not going to plan on that happening anytime soon. I think this is a temporal problem, one that was created by man.
Absolutely.
It's a construct of man. It can be deconstructed and put right once again. And I'll worry about the temporal, and I'll let the man upstairs worry about eternity.
Yeah, John, if we could all remove ourselves from this system, you know, if everybody was to remove themselves from this system, even to the point of not voting for these people and, you know, not even bothering going to these churches, read the Bible. That's all you need to do. Like
right.
Christ said, when two come in my name, I am there. Because our preachers are not helping us. Our government is not helping us.
You know, Randall, isn't it funny how that Holly Bibble philosophy still is repeated today and still revered? I wonder why that is. Bob, I thank you for your call.
Thank you, John, for listening to me.
Thank you. Yeah, Randall, I'm of the opinion that we have honest money. The crooks stand out like sore thumbs. We went through our savings and loan debacle, as you pointed out. You know, we saw the Fed wringing, as they put it, and I remember the term that they use. Well, we've got to wring inflation out of the economy. We've got to raise interest rates. Well, they could do it then because we weren't facing bank failures. Oh, just that little savings and loan debacle, which, by the way, who was on the hook to pay that little tab off? That's right. It was the taxpayer. Well, here we are on steroids that Mach threw their hair on fire, running into a brick wall, and I don't hear any solutions out there. I've only got one. And the Federalists wouldn't have liked this, that it is going to be at the doorstep of the states. We have got to address this problem because the inmates that are, they broke out. They're running the asylum in Washington, D.C. So anybody looking to Washington for any fix that they not only created but perpetrated and kept it going for so many years, it's done. It's over and done with. Stick a fork in it. It's gone. And
you know,
Randall, I don't know. We got to start thinking about this state bank thing. I'm just afeard here. We got to start thinking in those terms.
I think the thing is, and I think you're one of the things. I mean, the thing is, I think we pretty much agree in principle. The current system is not working, will never work, and can't be fixed. And I think there has to be a honest, thoughtful discussion about what is the system we're going to. What is the system that is going to work? Because we know, is like you said over and over and over again, the fiat system of banking is not going to work. It never has in history. Never. Not once.
Well,
it's kind of like a lesson of history. You know, if we look at all the different people that have tried to conquer Afghanistan over the years, going, you know, back to Russia and all the way back to Alexander the Great.
Never worked.
Yeah, you know, you think at some point people are going to learn from their mistakes. And going back to what your caller was saying, you know, the funny thing is there's always been a notion, as long as there's been government, that governments can spend and tax their way into prosperity. Never has worked. It never has worked.
I show up at your house one evening, and when the vampire comes a-knocking, by the way, metaphorically speaking, I'm the vampire. You invite me in. That was your first mistake. Then I tell you that, you know what? I'm here because I don't have any money. I got to go to the blood bank. I got to buy some blood. I'm an honest, kind sort of a vampire. And you look at me and say, well, I'm not going to give you any money. Well, I demand of you, you give me money. Well, you said, well, no, my money's my money. It's not yours. You can't have it. Go away, vampire. What has the federal government done? Haven't they done the very same thing? Demanded of you that they collect, they put you on the hook for the redistribution of wealth to the private corporation, to GM, to the bank, to this, to that, to the TARP funds and, you know, whatever else, public works program, doesn't matter. What right does the federal government have to mandate me to pay the bill?
Agree with you completely.
We'll take one more call after this break and let you know where you can get a hold of this book, folks. And it's cheap, too. $15 on Amazon.com. We'll tell you where to get it, the title of the book, and we'll wrap up this edition of the National Intel Report right after this.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What will you do without freedom? We will fight!
Right? Against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live!
Alright? Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while.
And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
You know, if this keeps up, Randall, and the system does collapse, It is my firm belief that we will see martial law, constitution in this country suspended. And we're going to be seeing people that are rebelling. They're going to be thrown maybe in detention camps. Because we can't have societal disorder. We can't have looting and robbing and burning. Well, unless you've got an Armani suit on and a briefcase and you're a lobbyist. You know, I've said this before many times, that the guy with the gun and a mask on, the guy with the briefcase, puts him to shame. He's stolen so much more money than any man with a gun ever had. Richard in Oklahoma.
Hey, John. Hey, guys. Answer. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, the short answer to where does the income tax, you know, you're paying taxes, and the Federal Reserve, you know, Act of 1913, where does all that come into effect, and how did all that come along? And
okay, rephrase the question. I kind of lost you there.
The income tax, mm-hmm. you know, and the Federal Reserve Act, was all that done at the same time, and was it legal?
You want to tackle that one, Randall?
Yeah, I'll tackle that one. Going back to 1913, that was the creation of the Federal Reserve under Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson was also the one who started your modern tax system, the quote-unquote progressive income tax system. Originally, only the richest Americans were taxed, and they were only taxed 1%. By the end of Wilson's administration, all Americans were taxed, with the wealthiest paying up to 7%. So what the basic goal was the expansion of government. That was the point of what they were trying to do, was they were trying to get Americans to pay, and therefore government takes the money, and then government starts programs by which to do. Woodrow Wilson, what he was trying to fund primarily was World War One, which, you know, if you're a student of history, you know, during his campaign, he explicitly promised, oh, we're not going to get into World War One. And then I think 4 or 5 months after he's in office, they went straight into World War One. But that's kind of the history of taxation and where it began. As far as, you know, what the modern system is now, what happens is when the federal government collects income tax from us, that money basically then goes into Treasury and then gets, you know, redistributed however government sees fit to pay for government programs or to pay for, you know, whatever. The issue is, you know, what we've been having, you know, the problem is we just don't have enough money to pay for all the programs and all the entitlements that have been promised along the way. And there's no conceivable hope in the future that we will have enough money to pay for them. There's no chance.
No chance. Richard, I thank you for your call. We're out of time today. I'm going to send you my care package. I'm going to send you the book, They Own It All, Including You. I'm going to send you Aaron Russo's DVD that was in theaters on a limited basis, limited release, Freedom to Fascism. And the last one I want you to look at, if all else fails, Camp FEMA, what they might be preparing for the American people. Folks, I'm a peace-loving kind of guy. I don't want to see anybody hurt and blood running in the streets, but I'm going to tell you what, we're not the same society we were during the Great Depression. We're not going to line up for cheese from the government. The next Great Depression, the future, the coming economic storm, get it at Amazon. Thank you, Randall.
Thank you.
Introducing the new